And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. Spinach, kale, and tomatoes are foods you'll have no trouble finding this time of year in New Hampshire gardens. But take a turn down a little road in Bedford, and you'll find a farm growing plants you may have never seen before, unless you've been to Bhutan. At Common Earth Farms, refugee families grow vegetables from around the world. On a day that's expected to be hot, Bhutanese refugee Dili Narola provides a little liquid relief to a row of plants baking in the morning sun. His father and fellow gardener, Kada Narola, names these plants.
I have this bitter melon, see?
Two-croak, bitter melon, and long bean. Not the usual suspects in New Hampshire gardens, but they are common in Bhutan, where Dili and Kada once grew up on their farm. Now that they're in New England, they order their seeds online. Kada and Dili's family fled Bhutan to escape religious discrimination. They're Hindu Buddhists. They left Bhutan behind, but they took their farming knowledge with them and transplanted it here in New Hampshire soil. On this morning, like every morning, Kada checks on the tomatoes. They grow between a network of horizontal sticks, which support the weight of the fruit. Kada says this is close to how his garden looked in Bhutan.
Maybe a little more tomato, a little bigger. They say a little more stick.
Except with a few more tomatoes, a little bigger, and a few more sticks, he says.
They don't have things like tomato baskets, cages, stakes. It's incredibly creative.
That's Gail Prince. She owns the property and leases it to these refugees for $1 a year.
I run a for-loss business, as opposed to a nonprofit.
Which does not leave her a whole lot of extra cash, but that is not why she's in it.
I do this for joy.
Prince says it's fulfilling to see these refugees come together and share their land after what they've suffered in refugee camps. She can hear them working from her home.
They're laughing and singing out here.
And making use of the land. Vegetables climb all over each other, tall stalks springing up around bushier, ground-hugging plants. African eggplant is a big deal here. So is red mustard.
This is red mustard?
It takes a while to kick in, so chew it.
So it's hot.
Well, so don't eat
it's
it all
not
at
like
once.
Dye.
It's almost like wasabi.
Yeah.
I taste spicy mustard.
Yeah, like a Dijon.
Yes. Yeah,
and it has
too.
A delayed reaction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And every Thursday, the Narola family packs these veggies into coolers and sells them at the Manchester Farmers Market, where other refugee families line up for a taste of home. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.